Hi, Brandon. Fifth place tonight with a wing on. How'd that come about?
Well, it's something that, you know, the Teresa's in the Speedway, they wanted to try. You know, I think there's a kind of a slippery road that we're going down with a conventional tail sections, or not the conventional, but the regular wing tail sections everybody's got. You know, there's a lot of, not to take anything away from anybody, but the, you know, when you start getting into wind tunnels and stuff like that, you know, that's a heck of a nice advantage and things that most guys can't afford or they don't have access to. And so I feel like it's kind of a slippery road, and I don't really know that it ends well for super modifieds. And so I think the Teresa's and the Speedway deserve a lot of credit for, you know, it's a tough decision to want to try it and make that decision, but, you know, just to recognize the problem and make the hard decision to let's try it, let's see how it works, and, you know, is this something that's good for the field as a whole? And, you know, at the end of the day, you know, it's something I'm sure they'll talk it over and decide what they like or didn't like or what direction they want to go. That's up to them. But
do you think it was something that they're going to give guys an option to go to rather than go out and try to get an expensive wing, or just make it standard, everybody the same wing? Maybe it's still in the air.
Well, I mean, I don't know exactly what direction they'll go to. I mean, I would think the best thing to do, to me, I think it's important to have things as simple and as cheap as you can. You know, we don't need to spend more money. We only raised for $2,000 to win. So, you know, what I really like about this, it's simple. It's a lot cheaper than the other wings. So, in my mind, I like it already because I don't want to spend as much money. If you want to spend more money, I feel like you got a screw loose if you just want to spend more money. I mean, it's a simple decision if you ask me.
Do you like how it looks?
Actually, when they first asked me about it, I was probably most hesitant about that. I was like, I don't know how it's going to look. I really didn't know. But once we got it all on the car and in place, I actually think it doesn't look bad. And I think, you know, down the road, if it's something that they wanted to do permanently, whether it was, you know, next year or who knows when, that's their decision. But, you know, I think we can do a couple other things to dress it up and make it look even better. So,
is this something that kind of came about tonight or within the last 2 weeks of off-season?
Yeah, just recently. We actually planned on testing it a little more yesterday, but we just didn't really get much of a chance to. The track got a little oiled up, and it really wasn't much of a fair test. So we really.
So the original idea with them was to try not to do it on a Friday, not on a race night.
Well, you know, originally was, I think the intention of doing it on a race night was just to see how it worked with a field of cars rather than just when you're out there by yourself. So.
All right. Back to the race itself now. It seemed like maybe you were maybe a tenth or two slower than normal with it, or maybe that was just the way the car was tonight.
Well, you know what? I think the car was actually, it was pretty good, but it was a little off, and that was something. It's not a factor of the wing had that, or the wing caused that problem. You know, whether we had our regular tail section on or that wing, we were going to have this issue that we had to fight either way. So, you know, I think the wing, you know, racing it tonight, it was a good chance for the Speedway to see how it performed, you know, around cars or, you know, and, you know, our car's been working pretty good. We've been a little bit off, and we still were a little bit off tonight, unfortunately, but, you know, I guess it was a good chance to see, you know, doing something totally different and having no sides and, you know, how does it work and how does it perform. And I think it did pretty well, and it's got a lot of potential and a lot of good things can come from it.
What was the biggest negative about it as far as on the track goes? Did it give you a push? Did it make you loose?
I don't know there was really any negatives. You know, I mean, you know, basically we put it on, and then, you know, the first time you try it, and you try to just adjust your car to get the best you can out of it, you know. And actually, to be honest with you, it was really pretty close right off the bat. You know, I wouldn't say it certainly didn't throw our car for a major curve or anything like that, you know. So, I don't know. I guess I really don't have anything bad to say about it. I think it worked pretty well, and I think it's got a ton of potential, and I guess I'd give it my vote.
You gonna run it again next week, or is that still to be determined?
Well, that's the Speedway's decision. I don't know. I to be honest, I haven't even talked to him yet, so I don't know. But that's their call and what they want to do, and I don't know.
All right, top five finish for you. How nice was that? Bring it home in one piece. And
well, it's a lot better than last week. Last week we didn't make one lap, and so it's always good to finish. And, you know, fifth isn't bad, but, you know, at the end of the day, you're always hungry for a little more. So, you know, I guess you feel kind of middle of the road. You want more, but at least you didn't wreck on lap one. So,
all right, finally, who do you have to thank for your top five run tonight?
Oh, it's all the same cast and crew. Durant Farms let me drive their car. Vashaw's Collision, Orange Grape Brewing, Sheffield Brothers, Cokeswell Juan. Of course, well, 21 Tequila, that's just sponsors after the races. We don't do any sponsors on the race car. And my family, Bellinger Auto, they always support me 110%.
And now you can go home and work on my car.
Yeah, I know. We got to get the Chris Porter mobile up and running. It needs a little work.